And Xanthi is now going to bring this morning's reading for us.
Good morning, everyone. This morning's reading is taken from the book of Acts, chapter 3, and we're reading verses 1 to 16. Peter heals the crippled beggar. One day, Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of prayer, at 3 in the afternoon. Now a man crippled from birth was being carried to the temple gate called Beautiful, where he was put every day to beg from those going into the temple courts. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money. Peter looked straight at him, as did John, and then Peter said, "Look at us." So the man gave them his attention, expecting to get something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." Taking him by the right hand, he helped him up, and instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped to his feet and began to walk. Then he went with them into the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising God. When all the people saw him walking and praising God, they recognized him as the same man who used to sit begging at the temple gate called Beautiful. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. While the beggar held on to Peter and John, all the people were astonished and came running to them in the place called Solomon's Colonnade. When Peter saw this, he said to them, "Men of Israel, why does this surprise you? Why do you stare at us, as if by our own power or godliness we had made this man walk? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his servant Jesus. You handed him over to be killed, and you disowned him before Pilate, though he had decided to let him go. You disowned the holy and righteous one and asked that a murderer be released to you. You killed the author of life, but God raised him from the dead. We are witnesses of this. By faith in the name of Jesus, this man, whom you see and know, was made strong. It is Jesus' name and the faith that comes through him that has given this complete healing to him, as you all can see." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Morning. And it could have been a better morning, but at least it stopped raining at the moment. We saw in the first part of the reading we have today from the book of Acts a wonderful story of how two of Jesus' disciples took the opportunity meet the man in need, bring him a deeper experience of healing than he could possibly have hoped for. Let's just recap the story. We heard in verse 1 that Peter and John were going to the temple to pray at 3 p.m. in the afternoon. It was a peak time of prayer at the temple, and so there would have been crowds of people around, just as there have been in Knaresborough these last few weekends, queuing, socially distanced, more or less, ice cream and boat on the river. And then as they approached, a lame man was being carried in, and every day he sat at the main gate into the temple. So Peter and John arrive at the temple, and the lame man sitting there asks them for money. But the disciples don't have any money to give him. Instead, they have something far more valuable to give away. And in verse 6, Peter says, "In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, get up and walk." And immediately they help the man to his feet, and he has been healed and is able to walk again. And there's this lovely sentence in verse 8, "Then walking, leaping, and praising God, he went into the temple with them." What an amazing turnaround to his fortunes. He hadn't expected anything miraculous to occur that day, just to go begging as usual and receive money from kind people. Instead, He was healed and was able to walk again, an incredible miracle. But what do we have to learn from this story for ourselves at St. Andrew's? I think it gives us some real insights into our mission as a church and what it is we are called to as a mission-shaped church. Firstly, we are called to reach out to the hurting in our community. This story comes immediately after Pentecost, which is a story about how thousands were coming to the Christian faith through the ministry of the disciples. So we move immediately from the narrative of thousands coming to faith straight into this story of how one single man came to faith. And it's important for us as a church to remember that our concern is with individual people. Of course, we long for the day when people can come back into our church to worship God and take part in all the activities. And in faith, we believe that this will happen. But crowds are made up of individual people, and each individual comes with their own needs, joys, sorrows, and celebrations. The church is made up of individuals who each have their own story and reason for going to church. Our church on the high street is a visible presence, but it is the people who belong who are the church. God is interested in you, and God is interested in me as individuals, and he knows our hearts, and he knows where we hurt, and he wants to heal us from our hurts, so that we can know what it is to have fullness of life. Our mission as a church is to reach out to the hurting parts of our community and proclaim healing in the name of Jesus. That hurting in our community takes many forms. It may be physical illness, grief, or broken relationships that many people are enduring. Or it may be loneliness or fear, or the rise in knife crime and drug dealing in our wider surrounding area. Hurt comes in many forms, and our mission as a church is to speak into the hurt with the healing words of Christ so that we can be agents of healing, agents of wholeness in our community. We don't have anything else to offer, do we? But we can bring words of comfort, words of hope. We can offer the hand of friendship. We can listen to people as they talk. We can speak words of encouragement. And we can introduce people to Jesus, which is the greatest and most simple gift of all. So firstly, we are called out to the hurting in our community. And secondly, we can only do this mission as a team working together. The mission of the church cannot be carried out by one person, or just a small group of people. The mission of the church needs all of us to be involved, and the reason is that all of us have different gifts, skills and talents, and all of us have something positive that we can bring to St. Andrew's. It's interesting that it was Peter and John who were engaged in this miracle because they were such different personalities. Peter was a hands-on, pragmatic, hot-headed, impulsive doer. He was a working man, a fisherman with calloused hands and a deep passion. John, as we know from the style of his gospel, was much more of a philosopher, a deep thinker, more reserved. Peter and John were very different types of people, and we know from the gospels that they often wound each other up. And yet God brought them both into the same family, and together they were able to work for the good of the kingdom of God. Peter and John, as different as they were, complement each other. And that's how we are as a church family. We are all very different as people, and we all have different gifts and talents, and we all need one another to bring to this church something unique. In Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, Paul uses the metaphor of a body to describe the church family. Some people are hands, some are feet, some are eyes, some are ears, and together we can act as one body. We need each other. And the local community needs us to work effectively together so that we can fulfil our mission as a church and really make an impact on local community transformation for God. So firstly, our mission is to reach out to those who hurt with the healing gospel of Christ. And secondly, we can only do this if we work together, building community together on the values of Jesus. And thirdly, our mission is dependent on the authority of God, not our own strength. In verse 6 of our reading from Acts, Peter says to this man, "I don't have any money for you, but I'll give you what I have. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, get up and walk." That's such an important phrase, "in the name of Jesus Christ." Peter was not a healer, and Peter was not a miracle worker. Instead, Peter was just an ordinary human being like you and me. But he knew that God had the power to heal, and so he called on the authority and power of God in the name of Jesus to bring about the healing that the man needed. And then, moving to the second part of our reading from verse 11, Peter begins to emerge as a powerful preacher whose message convicts and requires a response. The listeners are held accountable for denying God's Christ and handing him over to death. Hope follows quickly, however. God raised Jesus to life, and by faith in him, healing and salvation come to us. Peter does a number of important things here. First, he establishes human responsibility. Of course, we were not present when Jesus was crucified, and some in that crowd were not. But for Peter, this act has universal significance. It holds each of us accountable to God. We cannot simply walk away from the event saying, "It does not matter to me," or "I am blameless." Second, we see the gospel, the good news of God's intervention, raising Jesus to new life. The resurrection is not an afterthought, but at the heart of the apostles' teaching and witness. And third, through Jesus and faith in him, God's power is revealed. So today's passages presents the heart of the Christian message, an eternal and life-giving message, because God is still at work in his world, still committed to the healing and saving of people and nations. We can reflect on what this hope means for us today. How can faith in Jesus transform my life and have an impact on the situations we and I face? We are ordinary people with ordinary gifts and talents. We are not miracle workers. But we do have a relationship with God who is extraordinary, a God who is a miracle worker, a God who has the power and authority to transform lives and communities. And it is in his power that we move forward as a mission-shaped church. So our mission here is to bring healing to a hurting community. We need to work together to achieve that, and we can only do it in the power and authority of God. We have little in and of ourselves to offer people. We do not have an endless pot of resources in terms of time and money. We are not miracle workers, but we do know a God who is limitless in his power to transform and will minister to others in his strength. And as the Bible says, nothing is impossible with God. So let us be confident as a church, and let our confidence rest in God, because in his strength, anything is possible. Even in these stressful times when we do not know when we can meet together again as a church. Amen.